God, morning to you. Headed for trouble. Maybe every church had those older ladies and men that as a child I thought, for lack of a better word, were prophets. These seers into the future would sometimes tell one of our youth group that they were going to be a preacher when they grew up. But more often than not, their prophecies would be along the line of, boy, you're headed for trouble if you don't straighten up. Or I might overhear them say about one of the young ladies in our group, that little girl is too fast. She's headed for trouble. Though I did not really know what that meant at the time, I could tell from their tone of voice that it wasn't good. Now that I am probably as old as they were when I was a child, I understand that they were not necessarily prophets. They were just old. Old enough to have learned something about life's roads and where they lead. With absolute confidence, I can tell you that if you go north on Highway 6 from College Station and don't get off, that you will pass through Hearn, Calvert, Marlin, Riesel, and end up in Waco. I'm not being prophetic. I just know where that road goes. Of course, if we can legitimately make those kinds of declarations in our imperfection, how much more can the God of the universe tell someone that they are headed for trouble if they stay on the road they are on? In fact, it was in the first family that God took notice of the behavior of one of the family members and let him know he was headed for trouble if he didn't address the situation. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Adam lay with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. Later she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept the flocks and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. In other words, God said, Cain, you're headed for trouble. If you stay on the road you are on. Did Cain listen to God? Well, let's read on. Verse number 8. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Saints, it's impossible to read the Bible and not see individuals and even nations that found themselves headed for trouble because of the road they were on. And God, in faithful love, sent warnings for them to turn around, but they did not listen. By the standards of God's word, America, we're headed for trouble.